Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
How's everybody doing out there? What another great busy weekend. And I'm so glad that you are joining us here and restarting your day in a positive way. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And of course, Tom's with us. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's beautiful. Great Saturday morning.
There you go. It's a little chilly.
I love this weather.
I'm like, oh my God, my body's trying to like regulate again, you know, but yet it's warm throughout the day. And then at night, no more air conditioner.
No,
just open
we
up
leave
the
our
window.
Windows open.
I know.
It feels so good. And it's cold in the morning.
God, I love that feeling. Of course, and it is the Halloween-y, month. And of course, October is
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And really just a salute out to anybody that's doing anything out there. There's so many great events going on. And the big thing here, I would love to make sure that you are getting our newsletter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to give you the phone number out here that you can call in. And I do also want to remind you of our morning shows. We have two morning shows that are from 6 to 8. Start your day in a positive way. And of course, that was this morning. But every Saturday, you can join us. And if you miss any of our shows, you can just go on Facebook and listen there. You can go on our website, KimPaganoShow.com, listen there, or download our podcast. And it's funny. I met somebody the other day, and they're like, I can't wait to go home. I'm going to download your show and I'm going to go walking. I was like, yes.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. So we should probably do that, huh?
You know, exactly.
Anyways, but again, I'm so glad that you're here. Our phone number, write this number down because we have so many things that we would love to get out to you and have you be a part of. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. One of the things, gosh, we've got the Halloween Haunt Dead Zone 805, and that's every weekend all the way up until Easter. I'm going to say Easter. Halloween. And oh my God, I've heard that it's amazing. I'm going to get my whole family out there.
It's really fun and it's kind of scary. You know,
did
it's scary.
Go?
Yeah, we went and it's scary.
Good for you.
So it's really
okay.
Fun.
All right. Anyways, okay. So we got that going on, but we have so many things, but I want to just take a moment to tell you a little bit about our guest today. And I hope that when you tune in here that you can kind of listen, laugh, learn with us. I always say, everybody's like, you love doing radio. I'm like, it's school on air.
Absolutely.
I learn something every day from somebody, and I love that. So our first guest is Cindy Gilbert, and she's going to be talking about her book, The Essential Guide to Women's Herbal medicine, and I love that. Did I say it right? Herbal?
Herbal.
Herbal.
The
I know.
H
okay,
is silent.
Okay, herbal. I knew you were gonna do that. But anyways, herbal. And I love it. The second I saw this, I'm like, oh my God, this is a book for our show. And I can't wait to talk with her. Also joining us today is Reverend Stephen from the Center for Spiritual Living in Simi Valley. It's where I go. I go to all the centers of spiritual living. And so, but I have to tell you, I've been going to this one for a while, and Reverend Stephen is new there, and he has so much energy, and I love what he represents, and so he's going to talk to us a little bit about his journey. Before that, well, Tom, you want to just talk about all of our great giveaways?
Three great restaurants to start it off, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and a free kids meal at The Habit. That's what we have for you here on the Kim Pagano Show for the afternoon. We also have Fork It Over. That's 6 to 9 o'clock. That's happening at the Palm Garden Hotel, October 28th, so that's coming up pretty quick. Through the 25th, Cabrillo Music Theater is featuring Damn Yankees, last performed at the theater way back in 96. This is a great one for baseball fans, and we're going into the World Series pretty quick here, so it's timely. And at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, how about these events? We have Winona Judd and the Big Noise Christmas, and Craig Ferguson with some comedy, and that's December 12th. So lots of great stuff for you here with Kim in the 2 o'clock show.
There you go. And I want to make sure that everybody follows on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And all of those places are another places that you can win stuff, because there's so many things that we do that we are giving away, and we would love you to be a part of that. I do want to do a little thank you to Paw Works, and we went over and checked out their Halloween potty, as they call it. And of course, I was a judge at 805's Got Talent. Oh,
was
my
that
God.
Fun? I saw those pictures. I was so sorry I couldn't make it.
Being on The Voice, it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You couldn't look at anybody until, you know, and everybody was, it was cute. There was one
great
guy that came up and gave us a rose, and I was like, oh, you know.
That's funny.
So, anyways, so that was really fun. And then I don't know if you were there, but oh my God, the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks Street Fair.
That's amazing. That street fair has so many vendors. It's a great event.
I'm telling you, we had so much fun out there. And so we met so many great people, and was so great to be a part of that. Also coming up, Fork It Over, like Tom just said, I'm going to be emceeing that. Bring your friends and sample savory appetizers and sweet desserts, all made from all these amazing chefs, but inspired by the Girl Scout cookies. It should be a blast. And so, of course, we've got a couple pairs of tickets for that still. Also, October 29th, the Latino Business Expo, we're going to be there. We've got a booth there. And I'd love to see all of our friends out there. I'm telling you, there's going to be over 100 vendors. And, of course, it's a new location. And that is over at the Ventura Fairgrounds. So definitely check that out. Also, tomorrow is the Salvation Army first annual fashion show, and that is going to be from 12 to 2, and tickets are $50, and that's at the Resident Inn by Marriott at the River Ridge. So definitely another great place to go, and you know, it should be fun.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to tell you who all the models are. You have to go show up. But anyways, and then, of course, we've got coming up, we're so excited to be a part of this too, is the 17th Annual Bravo Awards, and that's NABO, and National
Association
of Women's
Business.
Association. Yeah, and so that is on April 1st. So we've got a little time for that, but what we do right now is the nominations. And so nominations are being accepted online until November 24th. Is that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so what are the have we received the information on the requirements for people who can be nominated?
You'll have to look on there.
Okay.
So it'd be fun to
Know who you could nominate, because there's lots of different types of business.
Yeah.
Women
so
in business.
Anyways. All right. Well, I am so excited to start our show, and let's bring our first guest on. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to always start with just a little bit of what is that word? There is no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs. I love it. So again,
true.
There you go. All right. So you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And let's welcome Cindy Gilbert. Cindy, are you there?
I am. Thanks so much for having me on the show and sharing my book.
You're welcome. I love it. I mean, this is so essential for what we're doing here and how we want to help all of our listeners. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Sure. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I have been teaching herbal medicine to naturopathic students and herbalists, and just, you know, sort of people who are interested in using herbs for many years. I also have a private practice in Toronto, Canada. I'm on the other side of the continent.
Okay, that's okay. That's what's so good.
We like Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah. We like Americans.
There you go. I have a lot of cousins actually back there, so I love it. Question. Okay, so one, is this your first book?
This is my first book for, you know, the average person. I've written a lot of textbooks in the past, and I've written a lot of journal articles, but this is the first time I really had the opportunity, you know, beyond kind of my Facebook page and my Twitter, you know, and all of the social media, to really share some of this with, you know, people who are really interested in using herbs and have herbs in their kitchen or are visiting health food stores and really want to know about, you know, especially women, how can I use this? How does this apply to me?
So, wow. I'm looking through your book and just looking at it it's very simple to read, and I love that. I mean, it's like the healing power of nature. I'm looking through. You also have it all broken down to women's health conditions. I mean, just for simple acne.
That was my thought, Cindy, when I looked at your book. You know, sometimes we all want to be healthy and we want to do the best for our bodies, but it's a huge undertaking. And the first thing I thought of when I was going through your book was that it sort of reminded me of the Cliff Notes this type of herbal medicine, because you don't always have time to read all of the background, you know, but we all kind of would rather use herbs as opposed to sort of medicine that you get from the doctor to fix things that are going on in our body.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That was my goal. Yeah, it was really like I cover the kind of main 35 health conditions that women tend to experience most throughout their lifetime, from like teen years all the way through past menopause. And so that, you know, if there's something really specific to you, you don't need to go online and do 5,000 searches and not be of whether or not the information you're getting is accurate, but also that it's really accessible and easy to read, so that, you know, you can go into the acne chapter, say, and look at and say, okay, you know, which one of these might make the most sense for me, you know, and I'm really trying to cover the ones that are the most effective, the safest, and the easiest for people to access.
Wow, I'm looking at, okay, I'm just going to put this out there because, you know, it does, people have depression, and so you have a whole chapter on that, and basically some remedies and some signs and symptoms, and so can we talk a little bit about that first?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, depression is so common, and you know, what we do know is that it does appear to be more common in women than in men. And there are so many great herbal approaches to it. I mean, you know, a lot of people may know about St. John's Wort. It's been, you know, in the news for quite some time and is really quite effective at treating mild to moderate depression. You know, but the important thing about St. John's Wort and why people have stayed away from it in many ways is because it does interact with a lot of drugs. So even, you know, I think most importantly for women, you know, St. John's Wort can be great, but if you're on the birth control pill, your oral contraceptives might not be quite as effective, which, you know, might not be in your favor,
right?
And you know, as much as it interacts with the birth control pill, it also interacts with other medications. So there's other options. You know, there's St. John's Wort, but there's also rhodiola that I talk in the book, which is, you know, doesn't have those drug interactions and has, you know, a lot of research that and more research keeps coming out almost every day. I can't keep up with, you know, showing positive effects for depression and energy at the same time, which is, you know, often a common kind of thing that people experience when they have depression. They also feel really fatigued. You know, something that we were talking about yesterday actually with some of my students was the fact that when we say the word depressed, it really sounds like in English, it sounds like we're saying deep rest. You know, not just that people need that more rest when they're feeling down, but also that they do often feel more tired and it's difficult to get out of bed. And so, you know, St. John's Wort and rhodiola are two great herbs that people could look at and consider as options.
I was looking at ginger, and I thought that was really interesting. Tell our listeners what ginger can do for the body.
Wow, I love ginger, and it's a great thing at this time of year. I don't know how cold it is where you are, but where I am, it's getting quite cool throughout the day and in the evening, and it really warms us up. But one of the great things, I think, for ginger is that it can be used for so many things. You know, first of all, menstrual cramps, something a lot of women experience. And ginger is something a lot of people have in their house. And ginger has been found to be just as effective as sort of your average over-the-counter painkiller like Tylenol to reduce menstrual cramps. But it's also great for reducing inflammation and the pain associated with arthritis. So, you know, we can think of ginger as a great natural pain reliever. The third thing I read about in my book about ginger is how we, you know, a lot of us know that ginger can reduce nausea. And it's
right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, we're definitely on the ocean. Uh-huh. And I always have ginger cookies. And I think there's ginger gum now, too.
Yeah, there's so many ways you can take ginger. There's ginger gum, there's ginger cookies, there's ginger lozenges, there's ginger capsules, and obviously there's ginger tea. And it is great for, you know, that motion sickness you get when you're out on the ocean.
I love it.
It's also great for nausea and vomiting in pregnancy, and even the nausea that people experience when they're going through chemotherapy. I know you mentioned in the intro how it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
So
right.
I have a question. So I know that motion sickness pills are good for hangovers. So
how did you know that?
Okay, I will tell you, college students today do not suffer from hangovers like our generation.
Yeah.
It's completely different. But so could you drink ginger tea for the same kind of effect? I don't know. I don't really understand why the motion sickness pills help with a hangover, but would a ginger tea help with that?
Well, anytime you have nausea, something that helps to kind of soothe the digestive system and relax the digestive system can be helpful. So, I mean, I don't know of any studies on ginger.
Uh-huh.
I haven't looked into it specifically for hangovers, but certainly it makes sense to me, you know, based on what the herb does. And it is considered, you know, just a general digestive, which is why, you know, it's
I say a hangover from, like, as you get older, two drinks, you're like, oh, that was a bad night.
What
you
was
know
I
what I'm
thinking?
Saying? Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
You like know, that sour stomach.
Cindy, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because I want to talk about high blood pressure and heart disease. I love your book. I mean, it's just so simple. It's like, did you know? Here are some of the things, further reading, signs and symptoms, and a little bit of the case study. So I would love to carry on with that. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And of course, that's what we're talking about here. We've got a great show for you. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I realized that we didn't give anything away in our show.
I know.
In the beginning.
We need to give something away.
Of course, I got to do it right now. So I've got a pair of tickets to Fork It Over. That's October 28th. That's 6 to 9 at the Palm Garden Hotel, and I've got tickets for that. Also, let's do a pair of tickets to Cabrillo Music Theater, and that's the Damn Yankees. I saw it.
Is it great?
Oh, my God. It's so good, and I love that. I'm not going to give it away, but it's some middle-aged guy, and he's got his dreams and just kind of like the stuff that us women put up with. Okay?
Exactly.
But no, it was done excellent, and so I would love to give a pair of tickets away. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the legendary Lerner and Lowe classic, My Fair Lady, playing October 21st through November 15th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Described as the perfect musical, the magnificent score includes Wouldn't It Be Lovely, I Could Have Danced All Night, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. See this production as only Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Don't miss out on your chance to experience the next production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and education programs at the Rubicon Theater. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, starting your day in a positive way, actually restarting your day, because, of course, I want to remind you of our two morning shows from 6 to 8, where we start your day in a positive way. You wake up with us, and you make us feel good, and we make you feel good. Again, that's what happens all the time right here. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, and that is 805- 419-0008. I did want to give something away again. And, of course, tomorrow is Taste of Ojai, and I've got one more pair of tickets if anybody like to join us out there. And, of course, that's going to have proceeds actually serve 15 local nonprofits. And, of course, Ojai is so beautiful out there.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I love it. Ojai. So, anyways, I'd love to get those out to somebody right now. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Also joining us in our studio is Reverend Stephen from the Center for Spiritual Living in Simi Valley. How are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on our show.
Nice,
and I
thanks.
Can't wait to hear about your journey. And
me too.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I want to find out what I did.
I know. I love it. I love the feeling that we get when we walk in there. I was telling everybody, I kind of check into all the different centers, and I'm a little passionate about Simi Valley. I've been there a lot. I've got a lot of love in there. But I love that you've taken over, and, you know, many hands make little work, and I love your energy.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I like to think more like I've joined up.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. You go. And that's what it is. You know, it's just another energy that we all can share off of, and so I'm excited to hear a little bit more about you. Of course, anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And of course, we're talking with Cindy Gilbert, and we're talking about the Essential Guide to Women's Herbal Medicine. And I love that we were going to kind of move in to high blood pressure. And there's so many things in this book. I mean, we were just talking about ginger and all the benefits. And tell us a little bit about the high blood pressure, what we could do to help all of us out there.
Sure, there's some really easy things. Again, like ginger, you know, a lot of people have garlic in their kitchen, and garlic is one of the best.
Cindy, could I ask you to just speak a little bit louder? It's kind of hard to hear you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Kim.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I want to make sure everybody gets to hear you.
No, me too.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we were talking about ginger before as one of those herbs that people have in their kitchen that's used for so many things, and garlic is one of the herbs that, you know, immediately comes to mind when I think about high blood pressure or heart disease, high cholesterol. And garlic has been shown to reduce blood pressure, but also to reduce high cholesterol. And it's just one of those easy things that people can even add into their diet. If you don't like the taste of garlic, there are odorless garlic.
Love garlic.
I
just
got to
make sure who
garlic.
I'm with is eating it too, right? I mean, that's the best way. But
I even like just when you take the garlic clove and do the top, put a little olive oil on it, and bake it in the oven.
We used to do that. Put it all, the whole clove
yes.
in the oven, and then you make a paste out of it.
So delicious.
Oh, my God.
The thing I'm really excited about garlic now is if you use a metal container
yeah.
and you shake the cloves,
right,
it cleans them.
Oh, really?
It's awesome.
Really?
That's you the take easiest like two, way. You're yeah. absolutely right. The easiest way to peel garlic.
Isn't that sweet?
So you don't need those little rubber things that
No, you just put them inside a couple of cans and shake it like crazy, and then you open it up, and there they are, clean, ready to slice.
Reverend Stephen, we're so glad you're here.
I cook, too.
Oh, man.
Now, Cindy, I have a question. With, like, the garlic and the ginger, I know that you say we have that in our kitchen, but are you also... Are some of these remedies we need to go to our local natural food store and buy, like, the pills?
Absolutely. So some of them would be easy to find in a health food store. And like I said, for people who aren't as big a fan of the taste of garlic, and, you know, obviously none of us are amongst those people.
Right.
But there are odorless garlic pills, and a lot of these herbs come in different forms. They come in tablets. They come in pills. Some of them, like hawthorn, which is really great for heart disease.
Wow.
It's really safe and has, you know, also the blood pressure lowering effect, is something that someone would have to go out to the health food store and get, and either in a tea form or in a pill form would be equally effective.
Wow, that's great. And Cindy, can you give us a little background of who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I have a special interest in herbs. I've been teaching herbal medicine or botanical medicine for, you know, almost a decade.
Wow.
But I've been using herbs for a lot longer than that. And, you know, I remember some of my first memories are really, you know, in my mother's garden or in the front yard. And, you know, she was a, you know, very good kind of 70s hippie parent, so she didn't use anything on the lawn and just let all the weeds come through. And I remember red clover, which is the herb that's actually featured on the cover of the book. And red clover was, you know, in amongst the grass in my yard, and I remember, you know, sucking on them and eating them.
And what are they good for?
Red clover actually has it's really high in something called isoflavones, and that's a kind of semi-phytoestrogenic or a compound that does similar things to estrogen in our bodies, but also can reduce excess estrogen. So, you know, we find those same kind of compounds in soy, and both soy and red clover have been well studied for reducing breast cancer risk because of those properties.
Wow, so interesting. I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that's just joining with us right now, one, we thank you so much for letting us into your home, into your car, wherever you are right now. And, of course, I hope you're having an amazing weekend. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Cindy Gilbert, and we're talking about women's herbal medicine. And is this strictly women, or can anybody really use it?
Anybody can use it. I mean, there are some things, obviously, in the book, like things around menstrual cramps.
Correct.
And other conditions that are more specific to women's health. But there's lots of conditions in the book that would apply to...
Either.
To people, yeah, to just everybody. Things like arthritis or, you know, heart disease, as we talked about. Things like acne.
Cindy, what are some of the most favored herbs for women's health?
Mm.
Oh, wow. I have so many.
Give us, like, your top five for our listeners. So that
my top five would probably be something like green tea.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Okay, so how important is it to drink green tea?
I mean, I think green tea is great in so many ways, you know, and definitely if you drink too much of it, you get too much caffeine. But it's a great alternative to, you know, for people who are coffee drinkers, and it's a really healthy tea because it helps to reduce the risk of breast cancer again. It's great, you know, both internally and topically for people who struggle with acne. But it's also, you know, has some research that's starting to come out a little bit more about, you know, helping with reducing the incidence of things like fibroids and endometriosis as well.
That's great. Now, what I know you talk about, what does the cayenne cream do for our skin?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so cayenne is one of those herbs that a lot of people stay away from because it's so spicy.
I love spice.
So do I. I go through, like, big things of cayenne pepper.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why. I make a lot of barbecue salsa, so I think that's why.
Oh, so you put
it in. Yeah, see, that's exactly it. Either you really avoid it, or people love it and are, like, devotees to spicy food. But cayenne we can use on the outside of our body to reduce pain. It acts like an irritant in a way, right? Like the same way that it aggravates a stomach. It's actually kind of doing a mild irritation on the skin, but that shifts the pain, our perception of pain and the pain receptors that are there locally. So you can make a cream out of it, and I have the recipe in my book.
Oh, I love that.
How to make a cream that you can use on painful joints especially. So, you know, if you struggle with arthritis, then this can be an easy home remedy.
I love it. Now, what about cinnamon?
Oh, cinnamon is great. Cinnamon helps to reduce blood sugar. That's probably one of the biggest things, but obviously it helps our digestion as well.
Wow. I've been putting it in my my oatmeal lately, and I heard that it's really good for blood pressure and you know, sugar, kind of making your the sugar spikes go down, correct?
Exactly. So, you know, that's how it's been traditionally used, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of baked goods actually traditionally contain cinnamon, is to kind of cut down on the sugar spikes that we get from eating all those sweets.
Mm.
But it's a great addition to oatmeal, and that's often how I recommend it to my patients and people in the book. It's really
so do you see patients?
I do see patients. Yeah, okay. I work primarily in women's health and mental health. It's okay. Kind of my practice focus, but I see people of all ages.
Okay. Wow, I love it. So I know you talk about, is it berberine?
Berberine.
What is berberine?
So berberine is an extract from a bunch of different plants. This is one of those things that you would definitely have to go to the health food store to get. But it's you know, kind of been researched a lot more recently. It was traditionally used mostly for like gastrointestinal disorders and infections. And it comes from lots of plants in North America. You know, Oregon grapefruit, which is one of the main sources of berberine, but there's also some Chinese herbs that contain this compound. And berberine is, you know, really of interest because one of its, what was considered traditionally a side effect. So people would say, oh, you know, you could use it to treat this stomach bug, but it might lower your blood sugar.
Mm.
And so, you know, people were like, oh, well, if it lowers blood sugar, maybe we should research it for diabetes. And a lot, you know, of this something that was just considered a side effect, we found that berberine actually is great for reducing blood sugar, probably more effectively than cinnamon. And it's great for people with diabetes, but also really important from a women's health perspective for people who have polycystic ovarian syndrome. And that's where the bulk of the research on berberine is right now, is improving blood sugar and even fertility in those women who have polycystic ovarian syndrome or PCOS.
Wow. I love this. I could go on and on and on. It's so interesting.
So can
you,
I.
Yeah, I really would love to have you back, because there's just so much, you know, so many great things that we could talk about here. Cindy, leave us with a simple recipe that our listeners can really value from.
Yes, I think if there's one thing that I think a lot of people have, we talked about depression before, anxiety is probably the other one that's so big for people.
Yeah.
And many of
Reverend Steve, you don't have any anxiety,
what?
Do you?
No, fine, I'm fine.
Hey, Tom, do you have any anxiety?
How much time you got?
Exactly. So I know my husband has anxiety too, but you know what? So what's the best anxiety that you could help us all with, as we're all like,
as we're
dying,
all, like
here,
dying
yeah.
here? Yeah.
So the best thing I would say for anxiety is in a tea, and there's two reasons for that. Most of the herbs that help with anxiety are delicious, but also, you know, because making tea itself, and you know, probably the Reverend can speak to this, is about creating ritual, and so that part of that ritual can distract us from, you know, anxious feelings. Or even, you know, in moments where we're feeling even more panic, because it gives us something to do and focus on being present in the here and now. And so the two things I'd say, you know, probably, or maybe three, I'll give you three in a recipe, would be that I would mix something like lavender, which, you know, is traditionally used. We know it as being used for anxiety because we put it in eye pillows,
right,
to help us sleep. But also chamomile. And,
yeah.
You know, chamomile is one of those herbs that's great for digestion, especially when we feel anxiety in our stomach. You know, get that kind of...
Tom, I'm going to start bringing that in for you.
Butterflies. So I would mix the lavender, chamomile, and maybe some lemon balm, which also has a lot of research.
Can you mix them all together?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I would just put a little bit of each and... You know, mix them together. Put a teaspoon in a cup of water that I've just boiled. Keep it for 5 minutes, and sit back and have a cup of tea.
There you go. We'll be like perfect. So relaxed
know,
on our
right?
show from now.
All chilled out.
I know.
Get some lounge chairs
there
in here.
There you go. They'll be like, Kim, you got to do your show. Just a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cindy, what a pleasure talking with you. I love all the ideas and the things that you have in your book. Where do we find your book?
So my book can be found on Amazon and anywhere that books are sold, basically. So you know, people can look out for it in bookstores or go online.
All right. And like I said, it's so easy to read. It's really just an easy read. I really recommend everybody get a copy of this. Cindy, I would love to have you back. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805.
I'd love to be back, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking with Reverend Stephen. I'm so excited he's here. And you're going to love talking about his journey from weatherman to preacher. Man, and we'll find out a little bit more about that. But I do want to do a giveaway. And did you want to do a shout out?
I do. I want to do a shout out for Veggie Grill.
Oh, there you
the
go.
The best place. I love that menu. It's great. It's healthy. Not only is it great to have lunch or dinner there, it's a great gift card to give to people. This is the time that you've got to start thinking about that. Veggie Grill. You definitely want to check it out. They have several locations, so check them out. And also Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. Another favorite of mine, and Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Lots of places to eat and lots of places to get gift cards for gifts, so keep them in mind during your holiday shopping.
There you go. And you know what? Let's give out a pair of gift certificates to two of those restaurants. How about if we'll do Veggie Grill and we'll do Rubio's? So call in right now at 805-419-0008. And again, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
In 1865, the American Civil War is drawing to a close. Confederate troops fight bravely, but with his army surrounded, Robert E. Lee surrenders on April 9th. We reenact the final battles of our Civil War at an amazing new site at California Lutheran University, November 7 and 8. You can bear witness to this moment in history, hear volleys of cannons roar and muskets firing as we reenact our Civil War.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you again so much for being here and letting us into your world. And, of course, I do want to remind everyone that we are here in the mornings from 6 to 8. Saturday mornings, start your day in a positive way. I do want to remind everybody today to get over to the Marriott at the River Ridge. They've got a fashion show, and it's with the Salvation Army. And proceeds benefiting a free dental clinic. What a great cause for that. So definitely it starts from 12, it's noon to 2. And tickets are $50. And so, you know what? I've got a couple tickets if somebody would like to go and do that.
That sounds
great. So call in right now, 805-419-0008. Also, my friend Rachel, I told her that I'd give her a little shout out. Scare the hell out of cancer right before Halloween, and it's all about punch cancer in the face, and that is Friday, October 30th, and that's over at up in, I'm grabbing it right here, That is over at Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park. And so definitely, if you're interested in that, just go on to Title Boxing Club Newberry Park and find out a little bit more about that. Or you can go on to You Can, and that is Rachel's thing. That's what it's going to be supporting. So another great cause right there. All right. Well, we have Reverend Stephen in our studio, and Sunday mornings, I just want to do a little shout out. Sunday mornings, invite everybody over.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, there's classes all the way through the week.
Right. Right. We have classes on Tuesday. Well, we have different events on Monday evening, recovery groups and that sort of thing. And then Tuesday, we have a class that I'm doing right now called Tools for Transformation.
Love it.
And so we give you stuff to put into your toolkit to help move your life into a
we
more
all need
everyone
tools.
Needs that.
I'm telling
you.
Right?
Like
you know,
that.
And I just want to kind of give a little explanation behind the Center for Spiritual for anybody that, you know, I don't really talk a lot about religion or politics on our show, but the center is really near and dear to my heart. And I'll tell you why. Because one, it really, you don't have to be any religion to go there.
That's true.
Okay. It's really about looking at your life and seeing it as is. And maybe, you know, I want to make sure I'm explaining this correctly. So help me if I stumble
You're
on
going
it.
Good. You're doing good.
But it really is. So many of us have those negative thoughts, that negative voice that, you know, I'm not good enough. I shouldn't be here. This is when you walk into there, it's like this feeling of knowing that you're okay. We're all enough. And really, that's what I've done on my show is really to shout out there. I felt that way. We've all felt that way, right?
Sure.
We're scared in our everyday life. But when we have a support team, people that love and admire us around us, I'm telling you, oh my God, you could do anything. And that's what it's all about. And so when we take a moment to meditate or to be motivated mm-hmm. to live our life as if it's already as, I'm telling you, it's so powerful.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot of what we do. You know, in our world today, it's interestingly enough, long time ago, when advertisers would advertise a product, they would tell you the benefits of the product. And then a sweet little product came along called Listerine. And they started advertising that you needed their product because your breath was not good. And if you didn't want to offend people, you should use their product. And that shifted advertising so that the product benefits were not what was sold, but what would happen to you if you didn't use the benefits of the product. So we went from a positive focus on selling things to the negative focus on selling things. And if you look around us now, you're not good enough. If you don't drive the right car, if you don't have the right clothes, if you're not going to the right places, if you're not living in the right neighborhood, suddenly your life's not good. It's not. And so everywhere we're looking, there's so many ways that we're reminded that we're not enough.
Yeah, and that's really why I do my show, because I want to remind, I'm also a hair therapist, and I really believe...
A hair therapist. I love that.
Yes. Because I really believe if you look good, you feel good, you do good. Mm-hmm. And so many people are stuck in where they, you know, where they walk in to their, you know, a meeting, and they're still feeling like they were in high school. And you've moved into the next chapter of your life. But why are you not emotionally into that chapter?
Right.
We need to own our lives. We need to feel our lives. And
right.
And if people are dragging you down around you, gosh, guess
get
what?
Some new people.
Yeah.
get a new team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm telling you, you're not alone out there. And so, you know, you want to surround yourself with people that love and admire you,
yeah.
that believe in you,
right.
that want to cheer you on, you know, not to pull you down and think that, you know, oh, Kim, why are you doing this radio show, you know? And let me tell you, there was a lot of people in the very beginning thinking, you know, you've got four kids, you've got, you know, your own career, you got all this, and you're going to do that now? Are you sure you want to do that? And there was like this
there's something
calling.
In you, right? This
yeah.
call, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And we all have that. I call that the urge.
I love
and,
it.
And I call it the ultimate, resplendent, good, emerging.
Ooh.
We all have an urge.
Right.
And there's always something that you're desiring to do. I mean, I'm here with Johanna Van Gelder, my
welcome.
Partner.
Welcome. Thank you.
And she has this this wonderful conscious bookkeeping company that she does, but she also loves poetry. And so her urge was to develop poetry, and she's developed this wonderful poetry practice, now Poetry with Johanna, and there's classes that are going on. And I've seen this light come on inside of her. And I see that happen for people that come to the centers, because one of the things you mentioned earlier, you were saying you should. We practice on not shooting on ourselves.
Oh, I love that.
Did I say that? Did I make sure I got all the letters in there correctly?
Yeah.
Not shooting on ourselves.
That's very similar. You shouldn't digit to your kids.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Right.
Save yourself. Should you?
Right. You know? And as we can get away from that, or a friend of mine says, I've divorced all the uddas, the woulda, the coulda, and the shoulda. You don't want to have that family in your life. There's something in you that you're supposed to do, but along the way, we get kind of stamped down. I tease the folks at my center that I was not the one that was called to sing in my household. My brother was the one that was called to sing, and I was like, Michael, sing a song. Steve, read a poem. And so over time, I've kind of like, I really like singing. So I've started singing a little bit, and I sing
a little
bit more.
You're really good, too, I have to tell you.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, it's like, it's just amazing. And even now, look, just then, I still try to deflect it.
Right.
Because it's a old time, and this stuff gets
a
down
thought,
into the
exactly that right? Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because when you know I was just at a couple networking things, and I was like, I haven't met you yet. I'm Kim Pagano. I listen to you all the time. I'm like, you do?
You do? Right?
Yeah,
right.
You know? And then I'm like,
you know, my brother goes to Tanzania. Regularly to help with building schools and education programs. He's an artist in residence. And one of the things he always tells me when he goes there, if you see a young kid and you say, you have a lovely smile, his response is, yes, I do. Thank you for noticing.
Is that the best?
Isn't that sweet? I love that. And it's accepting, but there's a sense of humility, but also a sense of belonging to it. Yeah. Oh, thank you for noticing. Yes, I do. I mean, wow. What if all of our kids had that kind of energy around them?
There would be a lot less depression.
Absolutely.
And a lot. I mean, I love that empathy. If somebody said that now, they'd be like, gosh, really? It would be as a negative, but I love that. That's what we need to do. We need to make that movement that we own what we're good at.
We've made being a victim very popular.
Yeah.
And it's very, on the same hand, it's also very hard. Some people are born with great self-confidence and some are not. And it is, you almost wish you could bottle it and give it to those who don't have it, because it's hard to create that in somebody.
You see, I hear what you're saying, and I, to a degree, I go with you, but I think that we get our self-confidence pushed away from us. I think we're come here with it.
I agree with you, and I think it makes some people uncomfortable, so people surrounding you can sometimes smash it down because they're not comfortable with your self-confidence.
They've also had theirs stifled along the way. And so what we try to do, particularly at our centers, what we try to do is to bring that unique, special pattern about you out again. Because, you know, we live in this wonderful, intelligent universe that has brought forth all kinds of beautiful creations. And we are part of those beautiful creations. And along the journey of life, you're told, hey, you talk too much, be quiet, stamp it down, little girls shouldn't do that, don't climb on this, but all the digits eventually shut down that unique special gift that you really are. And so we come conditioned to believe that we should be less. But the LOL is not laugh out loud to me, it's live out loud.
Wow, I love it. I love it. We haven't even started talking yet.
Right.
You're
going
to have to just keep coming back. I love this. All right, you know what? We're going to take a really quick break.
Okay.
Will you stay with us? You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. We're talking with Reverend Stephen. We're talking about, really, I invite you all to join us at the Center for Spiritual Living, Simi Valley. I'm telling you, you're going to be so excited to just be a part of what they've got going on there. I do want to do a giveaway right now, and I've got tickets to the Camarillo Skyway Playhouse. And let me tell you, it's featuring 9 right now, and it's going from all the way up to November 8th. And I'd love everybody to get a pair of tickets out there. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long.
Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our morning shows here from 6 to 8, and then also, of course, from 2 to 3. And we have a newsletter that goes out every single week with all of our guests on it so that you can know where to find them, you know, also a picture of them so you can know what they look like. And just really, we both blog and all of our guests blog, and we'd love to have you be a part of everything that we're doing. And again, if you have a business or an event that's coming up, let the Kim Pagano Show share that with all of our listeners out there. All you have to do is give us a call here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of
Don't
our shows.
Don't forget, hashtag the Kim Pagano Show on all of your social media.
There you go. And also, we have a podcast that is an hour after it plays live here. It's on our podcast, so just download the Kim Pagano Show on iTunes. And again, we're talking with Reverend Stephen. I know you want to do a really quick shout out.
I want to do a really quick shout out to MKN Financial Group. If you are starting to think about your long-term care needs, Marcy Nunn is definitely the person to contact. She's at 805-644-3535. MKN Financial Group is her company, and she will help you with everything that you need for the long term and the present. She's very low pressure. You'll really enjoy speaking to her. Give her a call, 805-644-3535. And this time of year, we can't forget the Somas Nut House. They've got nuts and candies and chews. They ship all over the country. Give them a call or stop by. It's a great place to go right now.
Perfect. All right. Anyways, let's get back. Of course, we're talking with Reverend Stephen. We barely tipped on anything. One, can you just tell us a little bit about your journey and who
That's
you are?
That's what I want to know, too. I want to know about the weatherman.
I know. Weatherman to preacher man.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay, I will. But I'm just listening to all the ways that you deliver your message. It's really great. And today, you know, we have so many ways. You've got the Instagram, you got the Facebook, you got the Twitter account. You know, I just loaded Periscope onto my phone. I can't wait to start practicing.
We've been doing Periscope, cool. Periscope in here too.
Too?
Yes.
It's like, it's amazing.
I love that. Yeah.
So, well, I started out years ago, back when you still had paper maps to draw with ink pens on the weatherboard. And I was an intern at a TV station back in Austin, Texas. And, my job was actually to paste the maps onto the board for the weatherman. And I would sit there, I'd get there a little early, and I'd say, "Hey man, what's that blue line for?" "Oh, that's a cold front." And what are the barbs on there for? The triangles, she says, "Those are barbs." "Okay, barbs, what are those for?" "Well, that tells the direction the front's going." "Well, why is that one red?" "Well, that's a warm front." "And how come the hump?" "Well, because a warm front has a slower arc to it than a cold front, which is more direct." And I would just listen to him, and then one day, the weekend weatherman was fired, and I happened to be standing in the way when the news director came out of
like
the office.
You were in the right place
at
the right
time.
At that time, it felt like the wrong place
okay.
at the wrong time.
Yeah.
When he looked at me and says, "Okay, you got such big ears listening at my door. Why don't you do the weather next weekend until we find somebody?" I was like, "Oh my God, okay, what am I going to do?" And then I remembered that I had been, you know, putting the maps up on the screen, and they told me that you could write on the map in pencil, and it couldn't be seen on television.
I love that.
So
perfect.
I wrote everything I wanted to say in pencil, right?
So I could write.
And then I'm sitting at the news desk, and then I walk over to the map, and when I get to the map, all my writing is gone. apparently you can write as long as it's light and it's small and it's little. And I wrote deep and dark and lots. So they erased it all. So when I walked over there, it's like, and then, and it just happened. I just read the map. I just read the map. I read the charts, the way, oh, that's cold front. It's going this way, yada, yada. Long story short, the newscaster, the news director on Monday gave me a letter, which I still have, and he says, as blue is to the sky, as green is to grass, you are to weather. It's your job as long as you like.
Oh, that's terrific. That's awesome.
And I did the weather in Austin, Texas.
I call that fake it till you make it, okay?
I've done a lot of fake. I got the job at the TV station faking it till I make it.
It's interesting. Yeah. For so many years, I really felt like I faked it till I make it. And then one day, I'm serious, I woke up and I was like, I don't want to fake anymore. I want to honor myself and walk in my shoes. But there's a lot of times that you need to do that.
What I'm coming
to
find out is those fake it till you make it moments, that's really faith taking over.
You are right.
And faith is when you make a commitment even though you don't know what the outcome's going to be.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And so that's really it.
Yeah. A while back, one of my really good friends was a co-host with me for a while, and she's like, you admire me. I am admired by you. And I'm like, why? And she's like, you dive in and then figure out what to do. And I'm like, I do? Oh my God. And then she kind of scared me. I was like, I'm not going to do that anymore. And she goes, no, I wish I could do that. I don't even, you know, I was just a judge at the 805's Got Talent. And I said to my husband, I'm like, you got to go with me. I don't even know what I'm doing because we're just going to show up there. He goes, why don't you ask what you have to do?
I go, I take way too much time.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
We are at the end of our show. Can you just give everybody, we're going to have you back, okay?
Sure.
Oh my God, tell everybody where to find you.
Okay, so CSL, see me. We're at 1756 Erringer. We'll be there tomorrow at 10 o'clock for a lovely meditation. 10:30, we're going to have a crazy service because the service talk to my, is Tricks Are Treats.
Ooh,
so come
I
on
love
in for
it.
That.
I love
and you
it.
Can catch me on Twitter, all that stuff. Just go Reverend Stephen Rambo, search it. You'll find me somewhere.
There
I'm
you
out
go.
There in the
Reverend Stephen,
sphere.
Thank you so much for being a guest here. You're going to definitely be back. I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805, and we'll talk to you next week.